Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 9th, 2014. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Okay, so the big news last week was the outcome of the USA midterm elections. The Democrats took a beating, worse than anyone had expected. The Republicans, especially the leadership, had much to cheer about. A look at the chart of the event gives some clues about what was going on that day. Saturn is the planet of the established order. The fact that Saturn is at 0 degrees, therefore weak, indicated that the existing political setup was vulnerable to change. Also, Saturn had just entered Scorpio, the sign of transformation. In other words, out with the old, in with the new. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, and therefore the planet of making choices, was changing signs right in the middle of the day. The planet of the mind was changing its mind. And, same as with Saturn, a planet at 0 degrees is weak and vulnerable. We're talking about the planet of making rational decisions. Meanwhile, note that the planet of guidance, Venus, is still totally combust, burnt up, by being too close to the sun. When we can't see Venus, we are without guidance. The moon is the significator of the public and the public's thinking. The moon was with Uranus last Tuesday. In fact, at noon on election day, the moon was exactly conjunct Uranus. The significator of public sentiment was heavily influenced by the planet of rebellion. Not a good sign for the incumbents. And Mars, the planet of action and anger, was sending a challenging square aspect to the moon-Uranus combination, heightening feelings of negativity, rebelliousness, and the desire for change. We can also use the chart of the USA and look at the influence of the transiting planets to get some more ideas. Note that Mars, the planet of action and conflict, is transiting in the first house of the USA. Mars sends a malefic square aspect into the fourth sign ahead of itself, which from Sagittarius is Pisces. This is the fourth house of the USA chart, the homeland. Also in Pisces, the fourth house, the Uranus-Ketu combination is transiting, the planet of rebellion plus the significator of idealism. The fourth house of a country's chart also stands for the common people, in other words, the voters. The planetary pattern of Uranus and Ketu transiting in this part of the chart and further juiced up by the square aspect of Mars indicates dissatisfaction and a need for change. Furthermore, notice that Jupiter, the planet of truth and justice, is sending a trine aspect to Uranus and Ketu from its position in Cancer, which is the eighth house of the USA chart. The eighth house is transformation. Jupiter is faith. Thus, the voters are pretty riled up and looking for something better, not the status quo. With the election now in the rearview mirror, what happens next? For an idea of that, we return to the chart of the election, which, taken as a birth chart, foretells the fate of the new Congress. Seen this way, the planetary setup last Tuesday is a rather portentous indication for how the elected officials will fare over the next 2 years. Saturn, the reality planet, is weak. Mercury, the planet of rational thought, is weak. The moon, representing the public feeling, is influenced by Uranus, the rebellion planet. And Mars, the planet of anger, in the first house of the country, or the election, either way, is aspecting the moon. Looks like the chart of the new Congress carries within it the seeds of its own destruction. The fire of the election has barely cooled, and already new lines of battle, some within the Republican Party itself, are being drawn. Ted Cruz, conservative Republican senator from Texas, has already stated that he will not back Mitch McConnell for Senate Majority Leader. The astrology chart of the USA shows Uranus conjunct K2 in the 4th house, which, being opposite the 10th house, is also the house of opposition to the leader, in other words, the president. This is a very disruptive combination. Already, the wingnut branch within the Republican Party is planning to block any attempts at compromise or bipartisanship. President Obama wasted no time getting back to his agenda after the elections. The Prez said on Wednesday that, make no mistake, he was going forward with executive actions, specifically on immigration, immediately. So let's take a look at Obama's chart and see what's up. First thing, Saturn has just moved into Scorpio, which is Mr. Obama's 11th house. That's the reality check planet in the 11th house of goals and ambitions. Certainly last week's election results gave the president a severe reality check. And like it or not, he's going to have to deal with the harsh reality of a Congress being run by the opposition party for his last 2 years in office. But another take on Saturn in the 11th house is the planet of hard work, persistence, and endurance in the House of Goals, that is, President Obama's goals, for the next 2 years. And as far as the Republicans who say they want to work with him, don't you believe it? Take a look at the Mars transit now in Sagittarius, which puts it in Mr. Obama's 12th house until the end of November. Mars transiting in the 12th house means someone is working against you from behind your back. Wonder who that could be. Moving on, another item of note last week in the USA chart. The United States is entering a sun sub-period this month, November. The sun sub-period activates the 9th house of the chart, because that's where the sun's sign Leo is located. The 9th house of a country's chart is courts and laws, including the Supreme Court. Well, last week, the Supremes agreed to hear a case challenging the subsidies that the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, provides to those who can't afford the insurance premiums. So, Obamacare is headed back to the Supreme Court for round two. Everyone will be watching to see how that turns out. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.